AP Update. I'm Ed Donahue. Al-Shabaab is warning of more attacks like the assault on Garissa University College. 148 people were killed. More arrests have been made, and a survivor has been found 2 days after the attack.
Cynthia Charodich said from her hospital bed that she hid in a large cupboard and covered herself with clothes as she did not want to come out even when some of her classmates came out of hiding at the demands of the gunman from the Al-Shabaab group. Charodich said she did not believe the rescuers asking her to come out of her hiding place were there to help, suspecting at first that they were militants. Marta Migdałek, London.
Jeremiah Caney is looking for his nephew. The young man's phone was turned off the night before the attack.
Up to now, we haven't had any communication. That's why we are here to check on whether we locate him. Maybe one of the bodies.
Al-Shabaab says the attack on Garissa College was in retaliation for killings carried out by Kenyan troops fighting rebels in Somalia. AP Update. I'm Ed Donahue.